Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome to tonight. We're so happy to have you on the broadcast. We are live. Today is July 24th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to say hi to some people jumping in. It's been a long day with one of our sheep, Graham. I'll explain to you. I may have to cut the broadcast a little short tonight, but we're still going to have a broadcast, praise God. So I want to say hi to some of you that are coming in. I'll explain everything in a few minutes. So I see the chat's going so fast. Missouri, Colorado, God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Sacramento, California, I see. Las Vegas, Jordan, Utah, God bless you. Tulsa, Jerusalem, hello to you in Tulsa, Oklahoma. God bless you guys. Very happy to have you on with us. Oh, let's see who else is coming on. Shabbat Shalom to you. I see people saying happy Shabbat. Yep, it's Shabbat Shalom tonight to our Jewish brothers and sisters. I see Michigan as well, El Paso, Texas, Maine, Arkansas. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us. Florida, Norway. Hello to our international audience coming in. God bless you in Norway. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Arizona, I see as well. Massachusetts, Ohio, our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Wisconsin, Hot Springs, Arkansas, North Carolina, Blairstown, New Jersey, Minnesota. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us. I see Iowa as well. And England, hello to our wonderful viewers in the UK that are watching us tonight. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Wichita, Kansas, I see. I see lots of Texases coming in. God bless all of you. Nebraska, Namibia. Well, is that Namibia? Hold on. I think it is. Yes. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Namibia who are watching tonight. God bless you. We're thrilled to have you on with us. Oh, let's see. Oh, Washington State. Hello to you. God bless you as well. Ulster County. Hello to our neighbors in Ulster County right across the bridge. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. New Zealand. Hello to our wonderful viewers in New Zealand. God bless you. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. And hello to everybody else who is jumping on, as well as our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So what I'm going to do, up, Costa Rica just jumped in. God bless you guys in Costa Rica that are coming in. We're thrilled to have you on with us. I'm going to open up in prayer, and I'll get right into what happened, but I will open up in prayer first. We're going to give this over to the Lord. There is a definite escalation that is happening in this hour. And we as the church have to be equipped and prepared, because when we're equipped and prepared, we're not taken off guard, and we know how to pray right through it when these things happen. So this is a prophetic warning tonight of the escalation that is upon us, that is happening not only across this nation, but globally. And so we're going to get into all that. I warned you, this window between July and September, we were going to see things like this happen, and we are. And so we just have to be prepared and ready as the people of God and the soldiers of the armies of the living God through Christ Jesus. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and then we will get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking, Lord, you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned, Father, and fallen short, Father. Lord, we just praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. We come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help us, Lord, to seek your kingdom first. Teach us what pleases you today, Lord. Equip us to walk in your ways, Father God. Lord, we just come before you, Father God, boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, Father God, praising you and blessing your holy name. and acknowledging that your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly laid down his life at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that Christ miraculously rose again. He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He said, "Tetelestai," at Calvary, "it is finished," paid in full. And he purchased us. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Father. Lord, we praise you. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be in the heavenlies and to sit at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, your holiness, the weight of the conviction of who you are, your authority, Father God, your will mightily go forth tonight, Father, that people tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit would lead us, would be the counselor, would minister, Father, to those watching, Lord. Father, we just ask you would order this broadcast, Father to God, tonight. Order my words, Father God. Let me speak under the unction of the Holy Spirit, Father God, what you want said. Father, fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, threat, curse, spell, incantation, enchantment, smote, demonic conspiracy, dark magic, black magic, Father God, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it destroyed, dismantled, disabled, disarmed, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. We praise you because every breath comes from you. We are the dust of the earth. Without you breathed into us, your spirit breathed into man. When you said us, let us make man in our own image in the book of Genesis, and you breathe life into us, Father God. We praise you for that life, Father God. We praise you. You are the giver of life, Father God. We praise you that you rule from the highest throne, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Father, that the earth itself cries out to its creator, Lord. Father, we praise you, Father God. We praise you for what you're doing in this hour, Father God. We praise you, Father God. There might be an escalation in the earth, but there is an acceleration happening for the people of God in this hour who have been faithful to you, Lord. We praise you that there is an acceleration happening for their call, an acceleration happening, Father God, for their position, an acceleration happening for the territory, Father God, that you have called them into, that in incredible ways, that resources will come onto them to be stewarded in order to open up and unlock the territories that your people have to take in this time in order to stop the stampede of the enemy that he is attempting to do in this hour. He is attempting a running of the bulls in the earth. And Father, we praise you that you are raising a standard right now, that you are utilizing your people to raise a standard, Father God. We praise you that in the lives of your people, people, incredible wonders, incredible miracles, Father God, are going to happen in the lives of your people in this hour. Though the earth escalates, Father God, your people are under your wings. They are under your jurisdiction. Under your wings, we will take refuge, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And though the earth shakes, though the world shakes, though the earth groans and cries out, your people sing your praises in an hour of escalation, because they are in an hour of acceleration. The people that have been found faithful, that have stayed the course, that have pushed through the weariness, that have pushed through the pain, that have known their purpose amidst the hostilities and amidst the attacks, they have continued, they have been faithful, they have not stopped. And we praise you, Father God, that in this hour, Father God, you are granting unto them a great increase in this hour for what you are giving your people. Great increase, Father God, in wisdom, in resources, in opportunities, in favor, Father God. We thank you that doors of favor are unlocking for your people in this hour, that people are going to walk right into buying businesses. Your people are going to walk in this hour into purchasing businesses, Father God, they didn't even know was being prepared for them, in order to steward it for the things of your kingdom, for heaven's economy, for what you want accomplish within the earth, Father God. We praise you. You are releasing this to your people in this hour, Father God. We praise you that you are releasing greater vision and a greater desire, Father God, for the deeper things that you have and the greater territories you want to give unto your people if they will only not become complacent and press in this hour. We praise you, Father God. We thank you that is released tonight to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are coming on tonight and who are watching. And praise the Lord that got released. So if you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. And that's the beginnings of how prophetic words start. That's the beginnings of how they start. And there's a time I get the first piece of it, and then the rest of it comes in flow, and I'll probably end up releasing that next week if nothing insane happens this weekend, which you never know with what's happening in the earth right now. But we're going to get into all of this in just a moment here, this escalation that is happening. It might be a time of escalation in the earth, but it's a time of acceleration for the people of God. And that is why the enemy is fighting you so hard and trying to weary you with issue after issue, attack after attack. And this is the hour where we have to rest in the Lord, not just try to deal with the attacks, but actually rest in the Lord and go, Lord, I'm resting my case in you. I'm resting this case. The enemy is attacking when prosecutors go to rest a case. It's I have provided all the evidence I can provide, Lord, and I rest the case now, and I put it into your hands. The people of God in this hour have to rest their cases with the Lord and say, Lord, we see what's going on. Father, I see everything that's going on around me. I see all the attacks. The enemy's trying to exhaust me. He's trying to bring rapid fire one thing after another to weary me so I cannot accomplish what you want me to accomplish and hear what you want me to hear. And I rest the case tonight in you. I give the evidence to you. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ, and I rest that case before your throne to be decided now by the one who holds the entire earth in his hands. Sometimes we don't want to give these things over to the Lord because we think we know better. And who knows better rather than the one that created the entire earth and knows every cell in your body and every move you're going to make before you make it? That's the kind of judge you want to have your case. That's the kind of judge you want to rest with. And this is the hour where God's people have to rest their case with him and allow him to, in his timing, in his ways, deal with what the enemy is attempting to bring at you and bring to you and delay and stop and run you in circles. Because the people of God, when you rest in the Lord and you truly rest in him, you allow him to take that and to actually deal with it to its fullest. So you are not just trying to stop the hemorrhaging of the attack, but the actual root of the attack is being uprooted. Resting in God is about uprooting the plans of the enemy. That's what it is. Resting in God is about uprooting the plans of the enemy. And so please remember that. Praise God, praise God. Okay, so before we get into tonight, we have had a time and a half with Graham the sheep today. So please pray for Graham. The vet was here for hours. He's on his way right back right now. Dr. Angel. Yes, our vet's name is Dr. Angel and we're Ark of Grace. I know these things sound, but this is just how the Lord has put this together. So he's on his way back to see Graham again because they did emergency blood work on Graham. And Graham is fighting progressive anemia, amongst some other things. And so Graham needs prayer right now because Graham may have to go to Cornell. If what Dr. Angel is about to do does not accomplish what Dr. Angel desires it to accomplish. And so our sanctuary manager, Ricky, is en route back right now here in order to deal with this with Dr. Angel. But please pray for little Graham. He did not look well this morning when I went into the pen and I called Bentley right away. And they were out there by noon and they did a lot of work up on him. They gave him subcutaneous fluid. They did blood work. They did an ultrasound. I mean, they really went the gamut and they did emergency blood work. And so basically they are en route right now back to help Graham right now. And so please just keep that in your prayers as we have been dealing with this all day today. And praise the Lord, I'm still on here. You know why? Because when the enemy is trying to run you in circles, you don't get off your mark. And one of the ways to stop the attack is to continue in the purpose that God has created you to do and show the enemy that that is not going to get you off your mark. And that is not going to stop you from doing what God wants you to do. That's the way to thwart the attack. That's the way to send the enemy in retreat. You want him to see that it is completely ineffective and that you are still marching forward and it is not slowing you down. You're marching forward, you're resting in the Lord, and you're doing what he's called you to do. And that's a very important key when you're dealing with the enemy, because the enemy in this hour, rapid fire, is going to try to bring attack after attack after attack, run the people of God in circles, run this, not only run the United States in circles, but he's going to try to do it now to the Trump administration, even more so than has already happened. I'm telling you, this is the hour for this. So let's begin here. We're going to put up the first Fox News article. This is a huge prophetic alert that's happening out of New York City. I'm telling you, New York City is the nucleus for what is rising in the nation. New York City is it. It is the barometer. Watch New York City. Now, it says suspect arrested after allegedly yelling Allahu Akbar, stabbing two men in New York City attack. The incident happened near Central Park West, home to one of New York City's largest Jewish communities. A suspect is in custody after allegedly yelling Allahu Akbar while stabbing two men in what officials are describing as an apparent anti-Semitic attack in Manhattan's Upper West Side Thursday afternoon. The New York City Police Department said one of the victims was Jewish and that witnesses reported hearing the suspect yell the two-phrase sentence I just said during both assaults, which took place near West 84th Street and Central Park West, a large Jewish community. Guys, July to September. I'm telling you, this is just the appetizer. I'm telling you, these things that are happening now is just the beginning and the precipice of what's going to come. But I want to read to you the word of the Lord from March 26th, 2026. Word of the Lord, March 26th, 2026. This is what it says. A covenant ratified from New York City where an attempted robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites has begun, says the Lord. New York City is about to be shaken. The gallows shall be exposed. New York City will see an incident all the way to Central Park. says the Lord. For the alarm has sounded. Albany shall quake literally as the leadership of New York is shaken, is exposed for having operatives from within, and it shall come forth that those in their own departments shall be tied to terror and espionage, says the Lord. The gallows will be exposed. New York City will see an incident all the way to Central Park. Where did this happen? Central Park West. This is the alarm being sounded for what is about to come out of New York City that will affect the nation. I'm telling you, this is the alarm. This is the precursor. This is the rumblings before the earthquake. This is it. Now, the individual that did this is fascinating. His name is Raul Morales. Do you know Raul means swift wolf? You know why? Because the wolves have gone out to hunt in this hour. They're not just doing reconnaissance anymore. They're not just sending out scouts. Wolves will send out a scout first. So will coyotes into an area before they hunt it. They've already sent the scouts out. The wolves in this hour have gone out to hunt. And the wolves are going to make some of them look like lone wolves, but they're really not lone wolves at all. They are part of a very interconnected network and pack of centralized ideologies that have merged in this hour and that are sending into this area of New York City to prepare it for what they will attempt to do. So Raul means swift wolf, right? Morales means mulberry tree. Interesting. A swift wolf under a mulberry tree. Okay. Well, I want to read to you what 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 23 through 24 says. By the way, 23 plus 24 is 47, and that's the presidency we're in. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, "You shall not go up, circle around behind them, and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees." Circle behind them. Do not go up. Circle behind them. And come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly, for then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. I'm going to tell you something. This is a battle strategy right now for New York City. This is a battle strategy for Iran. I'm telling you it is. You shall not go up, circle around behind them, and come up in front of the mulberry trees. Come from behind. Don't go out ahead, the Lord said. Come from behind. I'm telling you, this is a military strategy that needs to be employed in this hour. In the battles that we are facing, it's no mistake this man's name means mulberry tree, his last name. It's no mistake with what David was facing with the Philistines that God gave him this very specific military instruction. Now, Philistine means Palestine. It was a signal to David that the Philistine camp was about to be struck. They had gathered to fight Israel. They had mobilized their men. They had come out to attempt to take over Israel and challenge David's authority. And David went to the Lord and he said, "Shall I pursue?" That should be in the Situation Room of the White House every single time. Every single time. You shall not go up, circle around behind them. Come up behind them where they can't see you. Come up behind them where they can't see you coming. This is a military strategy for this hour with socialism, with Iran, and what's happening in the earth right now. I'm telling you it is. Now, in the midst of this happening, we are in a time that's going to intensify of uprooting. And you're going to see what this has to do with New York City in just a second. Uprooting of what may look to be of great stature, but as shallow roots to be uprooted by such escalations. We must discern as the church the uprootings and be willing to allow the Lord to do such instead of standing in defiance of heart. So we must discern as the church and be willing to allow the uprootings to occur instead of standing in defiance of heart, which is what Isaiah chapter 9, verses 9 through 11 is all about. 9:1:1. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. So for that pride and defiance of heart, the Lord shall raise up adversaries against them and spur their enemies on. Now, what we see happening in New York City all hinges on what happened 25 years ago with 9/11. What we see now, this time of uprooting, what's about to happen out of New York City that's going to bring an outcry in the nation, it all goes back. We have to go back 25 years ago to understand why what we see now is happening. This year is the 25th anniversary of 9/11. This is the year we have watched the uprooting escalate, including with Iran, including in Congress, including in England. We are watching an escalation and an uprooting occur. And we are watching an attempt then to put down other roots, foreign roots, hostile roots in its place. Something happened at the World Trade Center, September 11, 2001, that we have to take note of in its 25th anniversary this year. A sycamore tree was uprooted near St. Paul's Chapel when 9/11 happened. September 2005, a memorial bronze sculpture of the uprooted sycamore is commissioned and installed. It is a sculpture of a tree's roots. That's all it looks like. It looks like the roots of a tree. It's installed September 2005 at the end of Wall Street. The roots of the tree were put on display. The uprooted sycamore that the Israelites, in pride and arrogance of heart, said will replace them with cedars. This statue of this sycamore is put at Wall Street. The roots of the tree were put on display. Roots are only exposed when something is uprooted. The sycamore tree being commemorated was uprooted by debris from the last tower to fall and was called the sycamore of Ground Zero. This has to do with Isaiah 9, 9 through 11. The sycamore tree shielded St. Paul's Chapel, where the nation was consecrated to God by the first president, George Washington, and the first congressional leaders after his inauguration, April of 1789. Not one window was broken in St. Paul's Chapel, and it served as a place of rest and refuge for recovery workers at the World Trade Center site. The sycamore fell, the church stood. Think about that for a second. The sycamore fell, the church stood. Literally right near the World Trade Center at St. Paul's Chapel is where the covenant and the birthright of the nation exists. Is it any surprise that New York City, ground zero for 9/11, is where January 2026, Zohran Mamdani would place his hand on a Quran in an underground subway and be raised up in the 25th year of 9/11, with Rosh Hashanah 2026 beginning on 9/11, the Feast of Trumpets, with Trump's presidencies 45 and 47 equaling 9/11, the place where the sycamore fell and was uprooted and the church stood. That is the place that Zohran Mamdani is raised up, and the 9/11-1683 Battle of Vienna clock begins to tick down once again. So when you see what just happened at Central Park in New York City, when you see this, it's the roots being exposed of what was put down spiritually in New York City, near Wall Street, in the nation, when 9/11 happened, that now those roots have stretched out to try to take territory. When a tree begins to grow, in order to accommodate it, its roots begin to spread out into new territory in order to try to take the resources of that territory, in order to try to now maintain the stature of the tree. That sycamore being uprooted, do you know what they replaced that sycamore tree with at the World Trade Center Ground Zero site? A cedar. Just like Isaiah 9, 9 through 11 says, they replaced it with a cedar. So when you see these incidents happening more and more, I am telling you the key to this is going back to the nation's covenant and a battle for a birthright. And going back to 9/11 is why we are watching what is beginning to unfold in an accelerated manner in this nation, in this time, in this hour, within the two-year window, 2025 to 2027, that also equals 9/11. Something spiritually, the roots were put down when that attack happened. And now those roots have stretched out into greater territory to try to maintain the stature of what's being raised up in this nation, the trifecta between Islam, socialism, and the Democratic Party. Now, Jeremiah 1:14 says, "Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, evil will reveal itself and spill out on all the people of the land." Out of the north. Where was this raised up? The northeast. Right out of the northeast. Jeremiah 1, 9 through 11. "Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to uproot and break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." That was the function of a prophet when a nation was in crisis and had rebelled. When a nation was in crisis because of rebellion, the prophets were appointed to uproot and break down, to destroy and to overthrow, and to build and to plant. And this is what the church needs to grab a hold of in this hour. That appointment in this hour. Because of what we will face. And the storm that occurred on July 4th, 2026, from New York down to Washington, D.C., where we had many tornadoes, including in this area, that suddenly came through. They came through suddenly, unexpectedly. The power companies were not ready, nor did they see the storm coming. And with this storm, without warning, uprooted even the largest trees that were big and vast, however diseased and shallow. What we see as damage sometimes is not damage at all. It's meant to uproot and cleanse what already has become compromised. And that is the hour we have entered. That is the hour we have entered when it comes to New York City, when it comes to Congress, when it comes to the nation, when it comes to what's happening in Iran, when it comes to what's about to happen in England. That is the hour that we have entered. Now, to prove this to you further, that biblically these things are running parallel, right now you have 9/11, you have the Book of Esther, and you have a Red Sea showdown, all biblically running parallel at once. All biblically connected, all biblically running parallel. So we're going to put up this article for you. This is another prophetic alert. Secret Service agent on J.D. Vance's detail investigated for allegedly leaking operational security info. Probe follows reports of frustration among agents over last-minute family travel and off-the-record trips. A U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to President J.D. Vance's security detail is being investigated over allegations of leaking sensitive information. A member of the Vice Presidential Protective Division is the subject of an administration investigation and potential criminal inquiry involving allegations of compromising operational and information security. Secret Service Chief of Communications Anthony Guglielmi said in a statement to Fox News. I want to read to you. The reason why this is happening now has everything to do with the timing of what's coming out of New York City, what's coming out of the war with Iran, and this is why you're seeing this happen now, and I'm going to explain this. March 12th, 2025, word of the Lord. There shall be a shaking in the middle of your nation and points of the map, says the Lord, that shall be strategic and confirm what is to come, says the Lord. For a plot is about to be unearthed, says the Lord. A plot is about to be unearthed. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2, it shall be exposed, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a violation of airspace by a nation being stirred up in this time shall add even greater weight to their crimes. For they shall violate airspace within your nation, and it shall trigger events to drive back and weaken such a nation. The ports are about to be battled for, says the Lord. Strategic global ports, says the Lord. So at the time the Esther 2 moments would happen, the ports, the strategic global ports would be battled for. We are watching both now happen at the same time. We're watching an escalation in the battling of the ports at the Strait of Hormuz, and we're watching Esther 2 now happen at the same time, and I'll explain what Esther 2 is in a moment. July 3rd, 2025, word of the Lord. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood. Yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their neck, says the Lord. And for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. Now, what is Esther 2? What's in Esther 2 that the Lord is warning about that's happening now and just proved itself with what happened with the security detail around J.D. Vance? Esther 2, 21 through 23. In those days, while Mordecai sat within the king's gate, two of the king's eunuchs, his guards, Bigthan and Teresh, doorkeepers, became furious and sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So the matter became known to Mordecai, who told Queen Esther, and Esther informed the king in Mordecai's name. And when an inquiry was made into the matter, it was confirmed, and both were hanged on a gallows, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the presence of the king. This is Esther 2, 21 through 23. And verse 23 says, and when an inquiry was made into the matter, it was confirmed. The news broke of this Secret Service leak and guards conspiring on July 23rd, 2026. And it's Esther 2, 23, where it says the matter was investigated and found to be valid. Why is this happening now? Because prophetically, we are in that time in our nation and in other nations where the book of Esther is running parallel to events that are unfolding here in the United States of America and abroad. It is unfolding out of Iran. We watch Purim happen real time within Iran and the leadership of Iran falling literally within days of Purim, which is right out of the book of Esther, which was marked by a blood moon. The Ayatollah Ali Khomeini has the name Haman and Amalek hidden in his name, and he fell and a reversal began to go forth here at home out of New York City. Zohran Mamdani is raised up. The man has Haman hidden in his name. He's trying to arrest a man named Benjamin. Mordecai, who Haman wanted to lay hands on and arrest, was from the tribe of Benjamin in the book of Esther. So that means then, in the midst of all of that, we would start having Esther 2 moments. Guards conspiring against their leaders. And now news is breaking of such. Now in the midst of this, news is breaking of this, of guards in the Secret Service conspiring against their leaders. It's the timing of it because of everything else that's happening within the earth. Now, this is all happening within that July to September window. I had warned about this window from July to September. There's prophecy about this window that we will go back over again as it begins to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. We have to understand the leadership of Iran right now is hemorrhaging. And a fatally wounded animal has nothing left to lose to strike. I believe towards the finale of this battle with Iran, Iran is about to attempt maneuvers not yet seen. Not yet seen, nor I believe is the U.S. completely prepared to deal with those maneuvers. And they're going to do it out of complete desperation. And they will attempt to do it on our soil. They will not only attempt to do it abroad, they will attempt to do it on our soil. I also believe, as Saudi Arabia solidifies this deal with the United States now, this nuclear alliance that they're making with the United States, the royal family of Saudi Arabia is going to become a target, and there will be a very serious attempt on the lives of the Saudi royal family once that agreement is on the cusp of being solidified. We are going to watch these things happen. We are going to watch these things unfold because of the hour that we are in. Esther 2. It's an Esther 2 moment right now within the earth. Guards conspiring against their leaders. Now, we have another article for you to put up here for everyone to see. Thank you. Trump threatens a major escalation in Iran after weeks of tit-for-tat airstrikes. The U.S. continued airstrikes in Iran on Friday while Tehran launched retaliatory attacks on U.S. targets in the Gulf as the region braced itself after President Trump said he was close to deciding whether to launch a, quote, massive attack. I am considering a massive attack bigger than ever before. I am close to making a decision, Trump told Axios News outlet. Okay. Also, the U.S. military later said it conducted its 13th consecutive night of strikes against Iran in attacks aimed at degrading Iran's ability to threaten maritime traffic. Speaking of maritime traffic, we're going to put up this article for you. Yemen's Houthis attack Saudi tanker as U.S. launches more Iran strikes. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi movement has said its forces attacked two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea that had violated its blockade of Saudi ports as the U.S. carried out a 12th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. The official Saudi news agency confirmed that one tanker was hit late on Wednesday, causing a fire. U.S. President Donald Trump warned the Houthis on Thursday that if they did so again, the U.S. would inflict major military punishment upon both them and Iran. I want to go to the word of the Lord from April 2nd, 2024, having to do with this. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the Red Sea, says the Lord. Capitals, red warning, says the Lord. Many are looking to enter those waters, says the Lord, and set up ports. Watch, says the Lord, as the spirit of persecution of apartheid, the spirit that seeks to vilify what I, the Lord, have created. Those spirits have gone out like an army in the earth in this hour. You shall overcome, says the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Red Sea, red warning. Many are looking to enter those waters. Now you've got tankers and ships being attacked at the Red Sea. This is the Red Sea moment that we are fast approaching. Where Pharaoh and his army, where did Pharaoh and his army ultimately fall in the book of Exodus? Is when he went into the Red Sea and attempted to attack Israel in the Red Sea is where Pharaoh's army ultimately fell. Now, to make this even more interesting, Moses led the people out of Egypt in 1446 BC. President Trump's birthday is June 14th, 1946. 1446. I'm not saying President Trump is Moses. I'm saying there is a profound biblical parallel and Red Sea moment unfolding here with Iran, with the man whose birthday has 14 and 46 within its components, and Iran has made the mistake of now attempting to go in and try to win at the Red Sea. The place at the Red Sea this occurred, this confrontation between Almighty God and Pharaoh, was at Baal Zephon. And Pharaoh went in to the Red Sea because he thought that Baal had delivered Israel to him in the sea, but it was a trap and set up to lure Pharaoh's army into the Red Sea, into its demise, because Pharaoh thought his God had delivered Israel into his hand at the Red Sea, but Almighty God really set a trap to lure Pharaoh in to destroy him and his whole army completely and militarily. Do we really think it's an accident that that's happening? Do we really think suddenly the confrontation at the Red Sea has now intensified? Do we really believe that this is a coincidence that just happens to be unfolding now during the Iran war, and now the altercation has been taken into the Red Sea? And the Red Sea is where Pharaoh met his demise. The Red Sea is where Pharaoh went in to attack God's people, and his entire army was decimated. You see, the Red Sea, what we just watched at the Red Sea here happen, is the warning of the decimation of Iran's army that is about to happen. The Red Sea is the plumb line. It's the deciding factor. It's the Red Sea is the warning. If you go into the Red Sea, your army's going to be destroyed. It's the warning to turn back now. And instead, Iran is making the same mistake that Pharaoh's army made, and now they're going into the Red Sea, thinking they are going to win in the Red Sea. They are going to do battle in the Red Sea, and they will overcome in the Red Sea, when really the Red Sea was a setup for Almighty God to overcome Pharaoh and his army. Disaster was determined against Pharaoh, and the Red Sea was the setup to lure them to their demise. And now we are watching the same thing happen with Iran and being lured out to now go battle in the Red Sea. That's not an accident. That's not a coincidence, and that's not an accident. We are watching prophetic timing happen when it comes to this. But Moses had to listen for the Lord's instruction. He could not get ahead of the Lord. There was very specific instructions that he had, that the Lord gave him, when it came to the Red Sea, and it's no different this time. It's no different. This is a battle of strategy. The Red Sea was a battle of strategy. The Red Sea was the finale of the military brilliance of Almighty God, making it look like a false god opened up the sea for Pharaoh to overtake Israel, when really the opposite was true, and Almighty God opened up the sea to deliver Israel and to destroy Pharaoh's entire army. So keep that in mind, because this is showing up in the news now. It's showing up in the media. We're watching the battle come out into the Red Sea now. This is not an accident. Everybody would like to see this issue with Iran over and then put down and be done with, and everyone goes home. But Moses, I want you to remember something, because people are saying, oh, you know, Trump's approval for the Iran war is at its lowest. I'm going to tell you something. When Moses got to the Red Sea, his approval amongst the people was at its lowest that it had been. when he got to the Red Sea, the people turned to him and said, why did you bring us here? We would have rather you go back. We would have rather we go back to Egypt and been their slaves. Why did you bring us here for us to die? We would have rather stayed in Egypt. At the Red Sea is when Moses' approval amongst the people was at its lowest, but it was the setup for God to do the greatest work. And now, as the Red Sea comes into play in this battle, Trump's approval with Iran is at its lowest. We are watching very similar parallels happen here, that what happened at the Red Sea in the book of Exodus happen now when it comes to this situation unfolding. So continue to pray for our troops and pray for the wisdom of those in the Situation Room, that they're really willing to hear the military strategies of Almighty God, not just their flesh, but the true military strategies that could only come from the throne of God. When God told Moses to pick up his staff, that was a military strategy. That was an out of the box. Moses wasn't even thinking about that kind of strategy. And it parted that sea. So keep that in mind. And while this is going on, I'm going to show you this briefly too, because of the timing of it. But the White House Correspondents' Dinner is tonight, the redo. Now, there's something very interesting we have to look at in the details of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Donald Trump is expected to speak around 9 o'clock p.m. at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was rescheduled because there was an assassination attempt April 25th, right? 2026 at the Washington Hilton. This event is at the Waldorf Astoria. Its address is 1100 Pennsylvania Avenue. The president is set to speak at 9 p.m. and the address is 1100. There is your 911 hidden within the second White House Correspondents' Dinner. The last White House Correspondents' Dinner was at 1919 Connecticut Avenue at the Washington Hilton, and 9/11 was within that address and those details. So I'm asking you to intercede and pray tonight that anything that would attempt to materialize is thwarted and dismantled before it accomplishes anything close to the purposes it sets out to do. Because this keeps happening. This pattern keeps happening. We keep watching this unfolding over and over and over again within this two-year window, 2025 to 2027. Personally, I don't think they should have redone the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I think they should have done something else entirely and completely instead. Because there are too many traitors amongst them right now that are close to the president that are in that room at such an event. There's too many of them right now that are amongst the president. And just intercede and pray for the uprooting. Intercede. Congress is about to get it too. It's already begun in Congress. But Congress is about to see one of the greatest escalations of uprooting and exposing of scandal and insider trading and foreign banks than we've ever seen leading up to the midterms. So this is all happening. Everything that I've talked to you about tonight is all happening in a cluster. It's all biblically running parallel. It's all happening at the same time. And that's not an accident. That is prophetic timing. That is prophetic timing. Praise the Lord. Okay. Just a couple of things here, because I hear my sanctuary manager. He's in the house because I guess Dr. Angel had arrived and did what he did with Graham. So I have to go be briefed on that as well. But we wanted to put our social media handles up for you. Please like and subscribe and follow us on Ark of Grace Ministries on Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, and Truth Social. Ark of Grace News on Telegram. Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y on Facebook. Ark of Grace 88 on Instagram. At Amanda Grace underscore AOG on X. And then we have our Sanctuary social media as well. If you want to learn about everything going on with the animals at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram is all Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Please like, follow, subscribe. It's free for you to do that. It helps us a great deal. So we thank you in advance. And we're going to put up Andrew Sorcini. This is Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew Sorcini and his team are very knowledgeable in all things gold, silver, gold-backed IRAs, and investments. Please text him at 310-433-3524 if you're interested in investing in gold and silver. If you'd like a free portfolio review, he does that too. If you'd like to expand and invest more or do a gold-backed IRA, please reach out to him via text or email andrew@bh-pm.com. We do have the Cyrus coin with it. With Andrew, and so we have a picture of it on the screen. It says Cyrus, Faithful Shepherd. It's an ode to the book of Isaiah as well. And we have In God We Trust, Saving Grace on the back. So you can ask Andrew for that if you are interested. And please reach out to him if you have questions, if you're just curious even. He really would love to be able just to talk with you and answer your questions. Praise the Lord. And Remnant Oil, which is one of our newest sponsors. This is Remnant Anointing Oil. Amazing product, amazing people. They also have other products as well, including beard oil. They have a whole line that you could, they have oil for your face. They have a face oil. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Remnant Oil, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount off your entire order. This is 150-year-old trees and an olive grove that they are getting this oil from out in California. It's amazing what they're doing. They're using the recipe that is used in scripture to make anointing oil. And so if you want anointing oil, if you like to keep it with you, if you like to use it, please go and be a blessing to Remnant Oil and purchase it from them. Praise the Lord. Hi, Toby. Toby is tearing up a paper towel as I speak and trying to finish the live. He's just ripping it to shreds on the floor. And if I try to take it away from him right now, you're going to hear him growl and go ballistic. So I'm just going to let him just continue his little construction project down there while mommy's finishing up. So we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We so appreciate you being with us tonight, supporting us. We want to thank everybody that is a blessing to us. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn how to do that. If you need our address, we have all the information that we've put there, but we just want to thank everybody for being such a blessing to us and just being a support and praying for us and wanting to bless us and bless the animals as we continue the mission that God has given us. We do also at Ark of Grace work behind the scenes with certain organizations that we partner with. So we actually partner with a crisis pregnancy center that is saving the lives of unborn babies every day. We are partnering in Kenya with an organization, Safari Missions, that helps pastors feed their entire villages. And we have Mission Christ Love, where people get into catastrophic circumstances. They can't pay their rent. They have a catastrophic circumstance has happened in their family. They need immediate help. They could submit to us, and Ark of Grace steps in and helps pay for what is needed at the moment. You can actually apply to that at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. You can write us with the title Mission Christ Love. But we do have these programs constantly working, actually, behind the scenes. I know I don't talk about them a lot. I know I don't bring them up a lot because the Word of God says, don't you let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But just know that we are working and partnering with organizations and working to help those of you who watch and those around the nation and even globally that really, truly need help right now. So we're continuing to do that. And we thank everyone basically who gives and helps us be able to be a blessing in those areas and continue the mission and work of that and the animal sanctuary as well. That's another thing we do because the Word of God says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what we're doing here at Ark of Grace. So we want to thank everyone for joining us. We'll encourage you in the word as we close. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, 14 through 19. I encourage you to say them. I say those every night before bed. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. I say it every single day because we have to have consistency in the word. The word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We have to utilize it. We have to speak it. We have to be consistent and disciplined in utilizing the word in our lives. Also, I want to encourage you to go to Isaiah chapter 9. Go back and read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 9 through 11, and 2 Samuel chapter 5, because those are the ones we brought up tonight. So we'll encourage you in that with your reading for the week. So we just thank you and we praise the Lord and we give him all the glory that he allows us to do what we do. And we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. We will be back on live most likely on Monday. We'll be putting out shorts through the weekend. So please look for that. If anything happens that is, you know, pressing, I am sure you will see us back on. But if not, you will see us on Monday. So we thank you. We thank our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for helping us out tonight. And we pray you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless.